order of business to send a joint resolution number one relating to proposal by women of an equal rights amendment. There are several people here who wish to give testimony. First, when I call your name, would you please come to the end of the table, sit down, give your name, your affiliation, and then present your testimony. Peggy Armisen.
Peggy Armisen, Haynes, Alaska, representing the Alaska Federation of Business and Professional Women's Club. We have 500 members statewide. Nationally, we have 165. The Alaska Federation of Business and Professional Women endorses the Equal Rights Amendment. We have endorsed this amendment since the year 1937 and find that it's something that is really needed. And so we do want to go on record in endorsing this amendment.
Any other questions from the committee members? Thank you, Ms. Norman.
Well, I will leave you this information on this professional women's stuff, so you'll have an idea.
Thank you.
You have our stand.
D.H. Carone?
Mr. Chairman, I think the reference should have been to 165,000 members nationally.
Yes, 165,000 members.
I'm Dolly Crone from Anchorage, Alaska, with the National Organization for Women and with the Women's Caucus. I'm sorry, I don't have the number of members of Women's Caucus, but others on this do have. We have 1,100 state members of the National Organization of Women. I just wanted to briefly say that over 100 years ago, we were supposed to have been included in the 14th Amendment. If we had been, there were many people who felt that the amendment would not pass, and it probably wouldn't have. We're long overdue.
Thank you, ma'am. Joyce Ann Rivers?
Yes, hello, I'm Joyce Ann Rivers from Anchorage, and I've been involved with the National Organization for Women for the last 10 years during the PRA campaign, and worked in Washington, D.C. with the Attorneys for National now on the original effort to get ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment. And I just, numbers that have already been given you for the state, we have chapters in all many communities in Alaska, members in all communities, and it is our bottom line priority issue, ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment. And I appreciate it if it could pass out of this committee, if it do pass, and that each of you would support it on the floor of the Senate. Thank you very much.
Dorothy Ehrman.
I have before me the Senate General Supplement written by Senator Josephson and two other senators, and I think it's excellent, and I also think that the authorities cited in there are very, very good. And the first Alaska legislation met in 1912, the very first law passed was to give women suffrage. I think Alaskans have always been very proud of that. Then in 1955, when we held the Alaska Constitutional Convention, I was a member of that convention and chaired the Committee on the Declaration of Rights. It came up at that convention whether we should put an equal rights clause in at that time. But the feeling was that Alaskans were going to be fair to all its citizens, and it was not necessary. I am not going to say now that we are naive in taking that position. I think Alaskans still want to be fair, and in 1972, when the ERA first came before the Alaskan legislature, it acted very promptly and was one of the first states to ratify. About that same time, it also put the equal rights provision in our Declaration of Rights. I am saying this because I hope and trust that our legislature will consider to look and act in this forward. Thank you.
Excuse me, would you respond to some questions, ma'am?
I have a question, Mr. Chairman, but I would like to point out to those assemblies, as was pointed out before the Senate, that not only is Mrs. Holland an outstanding attorney in her own right, but she and I had my pleasure to serve together in the 23rd and final territorial legislature back
sure retained her good looks and age.
All right, that's enough.
Linda B. Kolaski.
My name is Linda Kolaski, Senator Gray, members of the Judiciary Committee. I'm here today as a representative of the Alaska Home Economics Association to reiterate our organization's support of the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. We as an organization and as professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of life for individuals and families. We view the equal rights under the law as a significant part of that quality of life, and therefore urge your committee's support for the joint Senate joint resolution number one. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Claire Strand.
I'm Claire Strand with Petersburg, and I'm here with BPW this time. As long as economic and social inequities exist, as long as existing human rights laws are difficult and time-consuming to enforce and implement, it is essential that the strength, simplicity, and fairness of the Human Rights Amendment become a part of the ultimate law of the land.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah J. Andrews.
I'm Sarah J. Hanberry, American Auxiliary President, and this did not, my appearing here with the ERA did not go before our whole body, but the American Legion, with the support of my officers and the men, had sent me here to attend this conference because they felt it was important. I feel that for myself, our legislatures are here because of the likes of people like me that back you in office. And I believe it's time that for my own self that we have to recognize the ERA and what they have done to back our men in Congress and legislation. Our organization is one of the largest in the world, and I'm very proud to be the president of my organization. Thank you very much.
Just for clarification, you're speaking of the American Legion Auxiliary
yes.
in Alaska statewide?
No, SITCA.
SITCA. Has it, but it has not taken a position on this particular issue, or has it?
No, they did not. I speak for myself.
But they knew of the subject matter of your trip.
They paid for my expense.
Thank you very much.
So they must know what I'm doing.
One way to run on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Carla Tumpon. I'm a member of the Alaska Commission on the Status of Women. In 1982, the commission sponsored the first statewide women's conference held in Alaska since 1977. At that conference, a resolution was introduced in support of passage of the Equal Rights Amendment. That resolution was unanimously adopted by the 1,000 women who were in attendance at that conference. Thank you.
Eileen Sackett.
I speak as the co-chair, along with Bonnie Bodecker, who are the chairs of the Alaska Women's Political Caucus. And our organization represents about 250 members around the state, plus interests of women throughout the state who write to us and want to know about our organization. And we're affiliated with the National Women's Political Caucus. And that entire organization, of course, supports the Equal Rights Amendment. I know I, for one, and I speak for the organization, are very proud to be Alaskans who keep human concerns at the forefront. And we know that we're pleased that you have held this hearing today and that you will indeed so continue to keep the heart and human concerns primary. And we ask for that Equal Rights Amendment to be sent on the Congress. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gretchen Kaiser. I'm here speaking on my own behalf. To a large extent, I believe the ERA is a matter of economics, and more specifically, economic equality, jobs, and paychecks. Today's economics necessitate that the majority of women work outside the home. Women's access to quality jobs and fair wages commensurate with their training, skills, and experience remains a problem, despite numerous equal opportunity laws enacted by U.S. Congress and state legislators. I believe the ERA would provide the constitutional vehicle for the economic equality of women. Unfortunately, the status quo in the American workplace currently wastes a lot of female potential and productivity critical to our country's economic health. I support the ERA, and I urge your passage of Senate Resolution 1.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there anybody else here that would like to speak either for or in opposition to the Senate Joint Resolution 1? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Shirley Dean, and I would just like to go on record as supporting the Equal Rights Amendment and the Senate Resolution. I've been in Alaska for many years, and I've always been proud of the fact that we are an equal state. Hopefully, we'll be an equal country. Thank you.
Anybody else who would like to take this line? Get up.
Three members. What ERA is all about is a balance. That is, to provide an opportunity, an equal opportunity for education, for employment, and for pay. And I recommend a due pass on this bill. Thank you.
Would you like to ask some questions, Senator Pettigan?
Not at this time, Mr. Chairman. Okay.
Is there anybody else that has anything to say about this? Katie? Oh, pardon me. Ms. Hurley?
Ms. Hurley.
My name is Katie Hurley, and I'm the Executive Director of the Commission on the Status of Women. I live in Los Angeles. I've lived in Juneau for most of my life. I just wanted to present to you for the record a little brochure that the Commission produced 4 years ago when the Equal Rights Amendment, right after the Commission was established, and it tells you some of the things that the ERA will do. And I won't bother to read them all, but it will be, I hope it can be part of when you pass the resolution along. Thank you.
When I did. Thank you, Katie. Anybody else who would like to give any testimony, say anything at all, either pro or con on the Senate Joint Resolution 1?
I'd just like to give you a written testimony.
All right. We have a slight logistical problem here in that we're rewording some of the whereases. Nothing substantive, just more or less technical changes. You guys got me so scared now. The silence was deafening, and I thought, what did I say? What did I say?
What are the changes?
Well, there are some. There's some verbiage that's used here that I don't think does anything positive for the resolution. There's some words in there that could do but are superfluous. And what it is, the intent of the committee is to redraft the fourth, fifth. Fourth and fifth whereas, and part of the resolve. There's some superfluous wording on line 18. You don't have copies, so it wouldn't do any good to follow. Just some words there that we're talking about eliminating. Maybe if I could read the suggested committee substitute for you, and I'll stop after every whereas in case if any of you would have any questions on it. This is what we're proposing at this time, or what is going to be proposed to the committee substantially. This is what it will be. Whereas the first action of the Alaska Territorial Legislature in 1913 was to give women the right to vote, and whereas in 1972, shortly after the Equal Rights Amendment was passed by the United States Congress, Alaska was among the first states to ratify the proposed amendment, and whereas effective October 14, 1972, the Constitution of the State of Alaska was amended by a vote of the people to include a provision that no person is to be denied the enjoyment of any civil or political right because of sex, and here's where we change it. Whereas the state constitutional provision guaranteeing the rights of women has already enhanced the ability of all citizens, not just women, to achieve their full potential, and here again we made some changes. Whereas negative results predicted by opponents of the state provision guaranteeing the rights of women have not materialized, and the 1972 constitutional amendment has not presented difficulties, instead has eliminated some long-standing discriminatory practices against women in our state, and whereas the people of the state are free and equal only when all citizens enjoy the same rights, and whereas the people of the state of Alaska wish to have the Congress again propose an equal rights amendment to the states for their consideration, be it resolved, and here we've made just minimal changes, by the Alaska State Legislature, the Congress is respectfully requested to again propose an amendment to the United States Constitution guaranteeing equal rights to all women in our nation. You find anything offensive in there? Anything you disagree with?
I have a question for Senator Justin as a co-sponsor, and it's really an informational question. On line 26, it states the Congress again propose an equal rights amendment. Is there a reason it's an as opposed to a the?
It could be the, because the proposition in the Congress is the same proposition. The wording is the same, and the same language has been around for 60 years. I would object to it.
I'm not offering an amendment, but I just disagree.
I would object to it. If there is a change, or if there's going to be a change by Congress, that's all for the well and good as far as I'm concerned, and whatever proposal that they send to us, we can discuss and vote on exactly what they say. It's, you know, there's something new under the sun, and if we can get in more equal rights for women, I'm all for that.
Governor Ray.
Well,
it's a noteworthy thing that I remember that according to some statistics that I were related to my wife Paula, that since 1970 more women have voted in every state election than men. It's fact.
I remember that. And there are more men in Alaska than women, is that correct?
That's correct. That was our proposal, nothing, Mr. Chairman.
We can't blame the women for putting Bill here, though. Okay, then the resolution will be will come up in its regular order of business possibly in the next 2 or 3 months.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I would hope that some of the people who have testified and have an interest will express themselves on this on the House side, because the resolution will require action on the House side if and when the measure comes in.
Actually, in fairness to those in opposition, as you can see, there isn't one person in opposition here, but there is. They formidable opposition to it within my constituency. I would say that there are perhaps 30% or 35% of the women who are polled are opposed to the Equal Rights Amendment. I don't think that they understand what this does. They are in opposition to the proposal that comes out of Congress. I think that's what they're really in opposition to. Not to belittle anything, but this is rather innocuous. We're just asking them to send us back something so we can take another look at it. So I am again going to post this for public hearing one more time with a specific invitation for those people who are in opposition to the amendment to appear and give testimony. And then after that, upon the consideration of the committee, it'll either pass out of this committee or it'll stay here.
Sure. I have one question, Senator Josephson. There are, I don't know how many equal rights amendments before the Congress at the present time. Are there more than one, or is there one specific bill we can address this resolution to?
I think that there is one proposition which has co-sponsorship of about half from members of the U.S. House. And I think that the language is the same as the language which was previously submitted without change.
That will undoubtedly be the vehicle that will pass if the measure does pass the Congress. So my next question was there any particular reason why that specific piece of legislation was not mentioned in this resolution? We have a target back there. There's only one.
I think the phrase Equal Rights Amendment with the capitalization as we use it is a phrase of art that means that proposition. But I think what we have focused on in the committee, as the chair will recall, was if we wanted to send the message and we were less concerned about the particular wording than we were to be sure that Alaska was on record with other states and asking that the Congress resubmit this proposition. But if you wanted to quote the proposition, we could discuss that. I mean, I would have personally no objection, but I think the chair, as I understand it, felt that if there were a change, we would not want to be construed as speaking to that. But we could quote the language of the same language which we ratified in 1972.
Now the question, I was only offering this question in as much as that if it would strengthen this resolution by specific adoption of that particular piece of legislation, which is the only one before the Congress. And if any changes are going to be made in that vehicle, I suspect it would be a new bill.
Well, I don't anticipate that really. Whoever the people with the addressees here will see this and they'll say the resolve, and that's all they count. A lot of the whereases, although are very, very nicely put and flowery, it's the main resolve clause that they'll be looking at, and it says, send us another ERA, and they say, well, Alaska's in the fold over here.
Mr. Chairman, I think the value is that if you have 10 states or 20 states or 30 states or 35 states that petition the Congress to resubmit the matter back, it adds strength to the fact that the legislators want this proposition on their agenda.
I noticed there were several questioning glances my way when I said that I was going to put it up again for a public hearing to the opponent. Maybe I should explain that. I read several disconcerting news releases or stories about the terrible things that were going to happen if this resolution was passed. And it was, it was terrible things, sex deals and all kinds of bad things were going to happen. And I cannot find any reference to any of that in this resolution. And I would like to get some of the opponents here so that we can clear this matter up and hopefully that they can identify and exert their problems to the U.S. Congress. That's where it belongs, and not to the state legislature where it doesn't belong. At least not in this proposal or this joint resolution. So that's the reason, ladies, that I am requesting that, because I think it's only fair. I would like to have some of these people that are making these terrible statements come and explain to me and show me exactly where that says that in this resolution. I'd like to have that. Maybe I'm missing something here. Because the full impact of the Equal Rights Amendment that comes out of Congress is the one that they should address their references to, as far as I'm concerned. This is just a mere request to send us something that we can look at.
Thank you.
for our approval, and of course, if we approve with the stipulations in the National Congress's resolution, the ERA amendment, and then fine. That's what it's all about. That's what a democracy is about, either for it or against it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I just might add that we've had these arguments before us for 10, 12 years, and I, for one, have supported for that. Might be my right to my mind.
No, I
don't know what your opponents say at this particular point.
You were just recently married, didn't you?
I reaffirm my support.
I mean, I was just it was an odd question to ask. There's no other, we already have an agenda for Wednesday and also for Friday, I believe, for next week. Isn't it the public teleconferencing?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, what do we have Wednesday? I didn't see anything.
Wednesday, we're going to come back up with the banners and license premises.
It doesn't say that on the calendar that we had before.
All right. No other business come before the Senate Judiciary Committee. We stand adjourned to the call of the chair. All I was looking at it only
warmer in here for one member of this committee than anything else, however.